Sometimes a little struggle brings out the best in us. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Sometimes a little struggle brings out the best in us. I'm reminded of the chick. The chick is inside of its egg, and that's a hard shell. And for him, that's his whole world. And for him, he knows nothing else but being inside that shell. And he's incubating inside of that shell. And he has no awareness of anything else, but intuitive, inherent in his nature, is the idea that as he is ready, he will take his sharp beak and he will peck at the shell and make it fall apart. And out he will come like a glorious being that he is. Now, there are some people, especially compassionate people, who feel that the poor little chick needs a helping hand. And so, when you hear the chick pecking away inside, you think to yourself, my gosh, I gotta help that guy. And so, you crack the shell so that the little chick can get out easier. Well, the chick comes out, but he hasn't developed all of his abilities, which he would have developed had he pecked his way out. That pecking, that exercise, that recognition that he did it himself, is tremendously important in the development and the life and the times and the experience of the chick. A chick without pecking its own way out of its shell is sort of an incapable being in many other areas of its life. And it's kind of fascinating when we think about it. But think about it very thoroughly. When we have challenges that come our way, the challenges that come our way are not by accident. Nothing is by accident. The challenges that come our way are challenges that give us an opportunity to prove our mettle, to prove our oneness as the master that we are. And if we don't follow through with this oneness, with this being the master that we are, we will never accomplish all that we can be. Now, many times I have seen in the city, right in the middle of the street, a little tiny palm tree bursting out of the asphalt in between the concrete and the edge of the road and making its way. Sometimes it's even right in the middle of the road where the road has broken apart and you have tarred it. And up through that tar comes this little tiny palm tree working its way up. Now, if that palm tree did not have that experience, that particular palm tree would not be all that that palm tree could be. That palm tree, not must have it, but has chosen that as part of its growing experience, as part of its development of who it really is, and so it has it. Now, tender-hearted others, all of us, as we look at that little fellow pushing his way out and thinking he's going to get run over by cars and all that sort of stuff, and he's going to have a hard time. Well, what a foolish thing for us to do. We should say, I see that little palm tree making a successful upward stride and everything going together to provide it with an opportunity to live and be and grow and exist. Now, our thoughts are things. And while we think that, oh, that's just a little palm tree, that's not a very important thing, of the billions of palm trees. Hey, how about the billions of humans, the billions of animals, the billions of bugs, the billions of everything? Everything has its purpose and its direction and its goal and its right to seek out the fulfillment of whatever that goal is. So, I've seen those palm trees, and I've seen the city build a little curbing around it so that it would be away from the tires and the cars. And as it does this, the palm tree dies. For the palm tree was not interested in having someone else come along and help it be itself. It wanted to be itself. If it got run over and grew up again, run over and grew up again, run over and grew up again, it didn't matter. Its purpose was to grow up. Its purpose was to be. And who knows how it will ultimately create itself coming forth. Who knows? Who knows what that chick could have been if it had pecked its own way out of its shell? Who knows what we could be if we had homes that were more loving and caring, or homes that were less restrictive or less demanding? Who knows? We might never have developed the character and the love and the magic that we are today. Oh, you say, some children grow up in cultures where they don't have enough food, and that's true. Some children grow up in cultures where things are rather difficult, and that's true. But these are all choices. These are all choices. We have the privilege of growing up anywhere we want. Before we're born, we choose the environment and all of the things that we're going to experience. And then when we're born, we experience them, not necessarily to stay there, but to be master of them. To be master of them and train ourselves and educate ourselves and be ourselves. I'm so proud of our friends in Africa and in third world countries who, though they may have been born under normal circumstances in a normal home without the opportunity for education, the opportunity for anything, and they have chosen to walk a very stellar path, a very fabulous path of being themselves and having fun. And the door is just open for them to get their education. The door is just open for them to have their dreams come true. But they have to walk through that door, unafraid that they're going to be big enough, strong enough, able to handle everything that comes their way. It's a wonderful thing. Let's not help the chick. Surround the chick with a pure white light of love, too. Let's not build a barrier for the palm tree. Surround it with our pure white light of love. Let's not bemoan Paul and the difficult times that he has, and the time he spent in prison, wrongly accused, the time he spent going around the world, sharing a philosophy that he only knew in his heart. And what better place is there to know your philosophy and to live your philosophy? Well, Paul may have done some things that society might not have agreed to. He always stood forth for the principle that was within him. And he never violated the basic rules of ethics, of integrity. Let's say that for ourselves. We always stand behind the rules of integrity, the rules of values, the rules of who we are. And when we do that, every door opens for us. Let that be your illumination, even as that is my illumination. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.